Well, you can mark it down every year. Rex Ryan's going to field a good defense. Last year, the Jets were third in the National Football League against the run. But a lot of people are asking me about the cornerback position, and I know you're getting asked that as well. The Jets released Antonio Cromartie before the start of free agency. We saw Dean Milner take some steps. What do you think is going to happen on the other side?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think Dean Milner came from Alabama, so you know he's got good stock in him. But came from Alabama, and the problem was he came in a little late to camp, then you got hurt, then you got benched, then you got in the game, then you got benched. And he got on this roller coaster. And expectations for a number one draft choice is you got to be an impact player. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a doghouse at the end of the year. You know what? He started to feel better about who he was. I look for the Jets to try to put some expectations on Kyle Wilson. Kyle Wilson's a former number one draft choice. And there's only so many years you can carry that label as a former number one draft choice and not start. I think it's time for, you know, Kyle Wilson to get thrown out there and say, hey, Kyle, you know what? Show me why we drafted you in the first round. I think Kyle Wilson could be the wild card.
John Idzik, he came in last year after the Jets had a 6-10 season. What do you think of the job he's done in just over a calendar year?
I think he's done a tremendous job. Number one, you freed up money. Number two, you got rid of guys that you were paying too much money and they weren't producing. And number three, you got draft choices. So you can build toward the future. I think you have a core group of players here. Now all you got to do is try to put together the pieces. And the big thing is stay healthy.
What do the Jets have to accomplish next weekend? Where would you rank their needs right now?
The need list that I have, EA, is I'm looking on the offensive side of the ball. I still think you need skilled players. I think that, you know, it's an offensive game in the NFL. You need to throw up points. I'd rather see the Jets 28-26 and win rather than 10-9 and struggle. I think you're going to get your defense players. I think the draft this year is going to be very deep at the wide receiver position. I think what you've got to look at is whoever you draft in the first round has to be an impact player, has to be able to go, hey, guess what? EA, we're drafting you in the first round, and guess what? You have a starting position. Bang, there's your demand. You got to come in here, be on time, sign the contract, get your money, and come in here and know expectations are, I'm a starter. I don't care who it is. Wide receiver, preferably, you're the starter. Second round, have an impact player that maybe you can start, but you also have a little bit of time to learn. And then start building the team that way. But number one demand, I think, first round, is find that impact player that can start.